can't help you there. Darryl.
Ah, Gary. Thank you much there, Tom.
Yeah, that is some rock.
Matrix there is pure white, John, with black phenocryst in it. It might be glass, it might be a breccia. And it's got some lath-like crystals in it. Look at that. That's the one I'm talking about. See, I just broke that open.
Yeah, that's a two-rock breccia. Let me get a bigger piece of it, Charlie.
I think, okay, I don't know. You can't whack it off.
Too hard to whack?
Yeah, I've whacked about 5 times as hard as I could.
Okay, Houston, it has a white matrix with the square class and the elongate class in it.
Okay, sounds good.
That might be it. It's round, and it's rounded, too.
Very good. We understand two
rocks. Looks like some more of them right down here, John, that are sample. That are sample size.
Okay, let's get some of those.
We only got 20 minutes here. I'll start the pan.
Okay.
And John, we'll need an EMU check.
Okay, I'm reading 385, no flags. Every time I read my oxygen gauge, I get an ear full of orange juice.
Yeah, mine too.
58%. And I'm on between intermediate and minimum coolant.
Okay, copy.
Okay, pan's complete, Tony.
There you go.
I'm gonna grab the Nomine, John. How about a set of tongs and a shovel? That ought to be good.
Think that ought to work?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
probably save us some energy.
Yep, I think we might need it. Guess what? Look at that.
Where are the wheels?
See this?
Yeah.
That's the Nomine stick. See the legs? They're still in the bag.
Houston, you got any recommendations there?
Yeah, I think you ought to just use your scoop or something for a Nomine.
See what happened?
We can't see it now, but I understand exactly what you mean.
I got the one, and their legs stayed in the bag. Give me a shovel, John. We can use a scoop.
Okay, well, we can use a shovel. Where do you want to go?
I don't care. Anywhere is fine. This looks like here's a nice little crack one right there.
Yep,
he's an angular. There's some angular and rounded rocks right there.
Just stick anything in the picture for scale. All we'll lose is the vertical.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you can stick the tongs in there, John.
Good.
It'll go in the ground. I tried that a minute ago. It worked great. I don't see why I'm doing a down sun. I'll do it. Hey, Tony, can you get a locator from the TV on this sample?
Sure can. We've got it now.
Just pan by it. Okay, thank you.
Bag 407, it was some soil and some dirt, a rounded rock. But wait a minute, Charlie, let me get it after that.
Okay. angular one next.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, now, what, Charlie?
What?
Let me get it with a top. Leaning on that shovel is easy. Might be the same kind, John. You picked up the way there. Don't get sack there. Maybe you can. It's all partially sacked. There we go.
You got it.
Okay, that, get the after. Got it. 408 Houston. Get the bag number. I'll swap you once you get a soil sample.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay, and you've got about 10 minutes left before we have to leave.
Okay. Hey, maybe we could go to one more area, and so we won't salt it with it. This is just one broken up block here.
Good plan. Hey, you fellas are always thinking.
Now, we try to please. 338 is the soil sample.
Okay.
And that spinning up that bag really works great. Anything down under there, John?
No. This is a second, this is the rim of it. It's very soft. Don't have any trouble digging down with a shovel.
Solid gray all the way.
Solid gray all the way down. I see no layering.
Okay.
You put this in your bag. Then how about up on the upper rim there? This might have been a secondary.
Put that right over there, Charlie.
It's a really a unique white looking something or other.
Yeah. Let's see what that is.
I think it's soil.